Social networking can blur lines between private and public, work and personal, friend and stranger, and it has presented a particular challenge for teachers. Some educators have managed to rile up students and parents by posting comments or photos online. In some cases, teachers have been fired for statements they've made on Facebook, and that is raising free speech issues, as we hear from Nancy Solomon of New Jersey News Service.
In October, a Union, New Jersey high school teacher posted comments on her Facebook page that quickly turned into a flaming war of words with parents and local residents. She began by commenting that a gay history exhibit at the school should be removed, then urged her friends to pray, and called homosexuality a perverted sin. The school district began an investigation at the request of parents, and dueling demonstrations were held at the local school board meeting between gay rights activists and supporters of the teacher.
She has the right to post as a private citizen, but not as a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vicky has it right. Vicky has the right to free speech. And so do you.
The teacher has been suspended while the investigation continues. Spokesman Steve Walmer says the union suggests a variety of policies that should be followed when teachers use social media.
Don't ever friend or follow your students on Facebook or Twitter. Never post during work hours or using work materials. And certainly never post anything about your job online, especially about students.